middle. Fumble. And the Steelers are right there to recover it.
The ball came out. Spencer Ware said, where did it go? Well, the Steelers found it, and Ross jumped on it. And the pass is dropped. The pass is dropped by Brandon Marshall. Ross Cockrell had coverage on the play.
Cockrell makes a great play.
How do you characterize 2016?
Yeah, I think it was definitely a time for us to learn the process, what it takes. We've reached the AFC Championship. Which was a major accomplishment, but ultimately we fell short of our ultimate goal, and we know what it takes to get there, so we're going to work extra hard to get there now.
Do you think that's something you guys have to tell the younger guys, specifically the three rookies who became starters on the defense, or do they just get it being around and realizing that you don't always get to make it to the AFC Championship every year?
Right. I think they understand that. Obviously, it's their first year. They came in with a lot of success. But they worked hard each and every week, just doing the little things, continuing to do those throughout the season, which can be hard, especially as you're coming in as a rookie and playing a 16-week schedule for the first time, preseason games, and making it to the AFC Championship.
How much did you see this defense evolve going all the way back to training camp? I know that feels like forever ago to the title game.
Right. Like you're saying, it does feel like a long time ago. It's an incredible journey that we went on, but it was one that we learned a lot about ourselves and what is our individual role, responsibility within the defense. We talked about that a lot during the course of the season, how to make sure that the guy next to me can trust me, rely on me to do what I need to do, and I can rely and trust on the guy next to me to do what he needs to do as well.
What was your role on this defense for 2016?
My role was to be the guy who made stops. I wanted to be a guy who the team could rely on that, hey, if there was a one-on-one matchup or there was something that happened down the field, they knew I was going to make the play more times than I wouldn't.
I think earlier in the season when we sat down with you here in the studio, you mentioned the thing with your eyes. How do you work on that, and how do you get better at it?
Yeah, it's kind of just like focusing, just making sure that I'm focused. I think sometimes for me as a new player, as a new starter, there may have been just situations that I wasn't all the way aware. Now that I've been in some of those situations, had that experience, I can make sure that I'm fully aware and that if there's a play happening in front of me, I not only break up the play, but maybe intercept the play.
Was there a turning point for this defense where you felt like you guys started to right the ship and play the type of Steelers defense you wanted to?
Yeah, I think it started early in the season for us. I believe it happened after the Miami game. I know we continued to lose a couple more games after that, but what we learned in the Miami game got us on the right track, got us on the right process to being a successful defense, one that could carry and sustain this team on a win streak.
Was that something where the players had a look within themselves?
Yeah, it was. You know, the coaches were on us, obviously, because that was not a game that we wanted to lose.
Sure.
But it came internally for us. It started with James Harrison, Lawrence, Shazier, Will Gay, Mike Mitchell, really breaking it down to us, to me, to Artie, to Sean Davis, some of us, the younger players, Hargraves, what this journey is gonna take. There was no fear. Nobody, you know, was yelling or screaming. There was no craziness. It was just an understanding that, hey, we want to get to the Super Bowl, and this is what it's going to take for us to get there.